This is Omar Musni with UN News. Human rights affect everyone, and all countries have a responsibility to work together to protect them, a former vice president of the UN Human Rights Council has said. Speaking in defense of the UN's principal political human rights body, following the United States' decision to leave it earlier this week, citing allegations of long-term bias, Christian Strohal insisted that we need the engagement of everybody. On the question of reform of the Council amid concerns that its peer review procedure threatens the sovereignty of member states, the veteran Austrian diplomat insisted that the body was a living system. He told Michelle Kusuma in Geneva that the Council of today is not the Council of 10 years ago, and I'm sure the Council in 10 years' time will look different.
Well, I think it is very simple. Human rights are the obligation and the enjoyment of all. It is all human rights for all. So we need the engagement of everybody, and we need also the ownership of everybody. And ownership without engagement, I think, is difficult.
And how can you assure countries that their sovereignty is not attacked in future reform or assembly?
Again, I think it's a good question, but a question which has been answered. The sovereignty comes with responsibility, but also human rights and their protection enhance sovereignty. It is not that peer review is reducing your sovereignty. To the contrary, I think it is enhancing the understanding of modern sovereignty in the 21st century.
Do you think that we need a reform in the Human Rights Council?
Well, I think, like every other system, it's a living system. It has my first involvement in the UN human rights system was in 1979. It was a completely different world. And it was not seen as in need of a reform with a big R, but it was just sort of evolving. And I think we are in the middle of evolution. The Council of today is not the Council of 10 years ago, is not the Commission of 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. And I'm sure the Council in 10 years' time will look different. So it's not necessarily about reform in terms of we need to change things in order to be effective, but maybe rather in terms of we have to manage change because change is happening. The world is changing in an increasingly rapid speed. So there is no question that UN system and UN bodies will have to reflect those changes, reflect them and respond to them by adapting, by evolving. If you want to call it reform, call it reform. I would rather call it engaging and evolving in terms of improving. But of course, everything can be improved in terms of having a stronger impact, of being more inclusive, of being more effective, of being more efficient. And it is appropriate that people reflect on the system or the systems in which they are moving and in which they are operating, how they can improve it.